Lifelong learning is actually the key to being a leader. All leaders are learners. The moment you stop learning, you stop leading. You can never take a person any farther than you are yourself. And so, for instance, in a church, a growing church requires a growing pastor. In business, a growing business requires a growing businessman. In a classroom, it requires a growing teacher. In any area of life, all leaders are learners.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. As we continue in this series called Unshakable, which is based on the life of Daniel, you'll discover how to live for God no matter what comes your way. In a year that has caused millions worldwide to experience fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's never been more important to get God's word out to as many people as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will allow us to do just that. If you'd like to help this ministry as we reach out to the world with the hope found in Jesus Christ, just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called, Are You Learning from Those Who Came Before You?
The Bible says in Proverbs 19, verse 8, do yourself a favor. It's self-serving, really, to grow in wisdom. Do yourself a favor and learn all you can. Then remember what you learn and you will what? Prosper. Okay, you'll have a better life if you, the more you learn, you'll just have a better life. Now, here's what I've discovered. I've talked to tens of thousands of people in 164 countries. And what I've learned is this. You can learn from anybody if you know the right question. If you give me 5 minutes with you, I can get you to teach me something. Because you know things I don't know. I know some things you don't know. And the person sitting next to you knows some things that neither you nor I know. That's why we need each other. That's why it takes humility to be wise. Humility asks questions. Pride says, oh, I don't want to ask questions because it'll look like I'm dumb. There are no dumb questions in life. The dumb thing is not to ask a question. And so in humility, you'll actually learn more because you ask questions. There's a verse in the Bible where it says, counsel in the heart of man is like a deep well, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Daniel was a man of understanding. How do you draw it out of people? By asking questions. You might want to sit down and make a little list and keep it in your wallet or your purse. Every time you sit around with somebody who you think, maybe they could teach me something, take advantage of it. Whenever I meet a stranger and I've got a period of time, I'm sitting on a plane with them or whatever, happen to be waiting, and we start talking, I have two questions on the back of my mind. One first is, how can I help them? How can I serve them? Is there anything I could do? Maybe they need an encouragement, or is there anything I could assist them in? Because we're here to serve. And then the second question is, what do they know that I don't know? And I'll start asking a few questions, probing, and I go, well, I don't know anything about that, and I'll ask about it. And that way, anybody can teach you something. But the secret is, you have to pay attention. Look at this verse on the screen, Proverbs 23:12. Pay attention to your teacher and learn all you can. Teachers, you can pay me for this one later. But that would be a good verse to put on your whiteboard. Pay attention to your teacher and learn all you can. That's the Bible. So I guess if you don't do that, the kids are sinning. I'm just kidding. All right, here. Point is, pay attention. And if the more you pay attention, that's part of the commitment to never stop learning. All right, here's the second key that the Bible tells us to be wise. Learn the lessons of the prior generation. Learn the lessons of the prior generation. And the whole reason I wanted to talk about this is because this was the mistake that this King Belshazzar made. He could have learned the lessons that would have prevented his kingdom from being overthrown because his grandfather had made all these mistakes. But he didn't listen, he didn't learn, and as a result, he lost it all. You learn the lessons of the prior generation. Actually, this concept is something that God commands us to do. Let me give you an example of it. In the Bible, in the book of Job, chapter 8, verse 9, it says this, ask the former generations, and find out what their fathers learned. For we were born only yesterday, and we know so little. He says, I want you to go out and ask the former generations. You need to learn the lessons of people who came before you. He said, if you don't, you're being prideful. If you're humble, you will learn. Now, what does that mean? In your life, if you're going to be wise, you're going to need four kinds of people. I want you to write these down. There are four relationships you need to become wise. You need mentors, models, partners, and friends. This is not on your outline. Just write it down in the corner. Mentors, models, partners, and friends. If you're going to be all that God wants you to be in life, if you're going to succeed the way God intends for you to succeed, you're going to need mentors, models, partners, and friends. And these will help you from lessons from the past. First, you need mentors. Now, mentors are your coaches. They're the people who help you along in life. In my life, I've had 9 different mentors. Why? Because nobody can teach you everything. So you don't need one mentor for your life. You need somebody who teaches you this. You need somebody else over here who teaches you this, and somebody else who teaches you over this and this. Some of my mentors were famous, but some of them were just normal. You would never even know who they were. Probably the most famous mentor I had was Peter Drucker. Peter Drucker was the father of modern management, pretty much invented the modern corporation. And for the last 20 years of his life, I would go to his home, and he mentored me from age 75 to 95 and died at 96 and taught me stuff that I didn't know about. How do you organize a very large, complex system? So you need mentors in your life. Second thing you need is you need models. Now, models they're already doing what you want to do with your life. We learn fastest by model. Everything you learned, all these things, skills in your life, by other people modeling it for you, like how to talk. So you need models in your life. I want to recommend, if you're going to have a model for your life, that they be dead. You say, why? Because the jury's still out on people who are alive. The jury's still out on me, on you, and everybody else. And some people start off well, but they don't end well. And so you might want to choose a model from history, because then you can see their life from beginning to end. You can see the arcs in it, the ups and the downs, highs and lows, the problems and the pitfalls. But you don't want to choose as a model somebody who you think, wow, that's my model, and a few years from now, they really crack up and burn out. And you've been climbing this ladder of success, and you get to the top, and you realize it's leaning against the wrong wall. So you need mentors, you need models. I would have live mentors, dead models. Then you need partners. Partners are the people in your life who row the boat with you. They're your coworkers in your profession. And partners can help you and challenge you, can support you. Everybody needs partners. And then, of course, you need friends. Now, friends aren't helping you with your goal. They're just friends. And friends love you no matter what you do. You can really mess up and they love you. They say, hey, you're a good egg, even if you are a little cracked. And friends, what is a friend? A friend walks into your life when everybody else walks out. Then you know who your friends are. You know, they're there when you need them the most, when you don't deserve a friend. But you need to have in your life always somebody you're building into and somebody who's building into you. You need a mentor, you need a Paul, and you need a mentee, you need a Timothy. Everybody, you need to have somebody who's pouring into your life, and you need somebody you're pouring into their life. And usually they are older and younger. But you need to learn the lessons of the prior generation. Now it says, ask the former generation. How do you ask them if they're dead? Well, biographies. Read biographies. I tell my staff, here at Saddleback Church, I have 513 staff, paid staff. And I'm telling them all the time, all the lessons are in the past, and all of the opportunities are in the future. But you can't take care of the future. You won't even see those opportunities unless you know the past. Become a student of history. The more you understand what's happened in the past, it's all been done before, just in various forms. Well, we saw that 300 years ago. We saw that 900 years ago. We saw that 1,500 years ago. And the more you know it, builds your foundation. The Bible says, listen to the past generations and learn from them and learn from biographies, which is why so much of this book, the Bible, It's stories. It's filled with biographies. Now, these aren't fairy tales, little Peter Cottontail and, you know, Jeopardy Rabbit or something. These are real people. Moses was real. Nebuchadnezzar was real. Daniel was real. Jesus was real. These are people that actually happened. And the reason I love the Bible, because it always tells the truth. It doesn't just show you the good stuff about them. It tells all of the, you know, the bad stuff too. So you go, well, okay, then I can relate to that. In fact, all of these life lessons that are in this book, you need. And the more you know these, the wiser you're going to be. The wiser you're going to be. In fact, look at this next verse on your outline. What the Bible says about itself. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. These things, talking about the stuff that's in the Bible, these things occurred as examples to warn us and to keep us from wanting to do the same evil kind of things they did. For the scripture says that we should avoid drunken parties, sexual immorality, worshiping things that aren't God. We should not test the Lord's patience or grumble and complain as some did, and they died. And he said, these things happened as examples, and they were written down as warnings for us. So, these are the first two things. Make a commitment to never stop learning, and then learn the lessons of prior generations. Now, once a month at Saddleback, we have what's called Worship Together Weekend, where we invite all of the students in our student ministries to come in and be with us, and we welcome them here today. I want you to hear an example of this point from a high school student named Caden. Would you give him a warm welcome? All right, buddy. Go for it.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Caden. I'm a senior in high school at Mission Viejo, and Pastor Rick asked me to share some examples from my life about how I'm learning from the previous generation. So I thought about it, and since I've had the privilege of growing up my entire life in this great Saddleback Church family, I have a lot of examples of how wise and loving adults in our church family have helped me grow and walk with me through tough times, help me solve problems, and avoid the traps that a lot of kids and teenagers fall into. So let me just begin by thanking all of you. Thank you, my Saddleback family. So to get to the point, I want to give you some specific examples of how I'm learning lessons from the previous generation so I can avoid the pain they went through. First, of course, I want to start with my parents. They taught me how to live out my faith in practical ways every day. But here's an important point. It wasn't just their words. They have set the example for me of what it means to depend on Jesus and to trust God in every area of life. For as long as I can remember, my parents have modeled what it looks like to walk with Jesus through every kind of circumstance. Also, throughout my entire life, they have modeled what it means to be a part of a church family. They didn't just attend this church and drag our family along. No, they modeled all five purposes of Saddleback. I watched them worship God with their whole hearts. I watched them get connected and share in group fellowship. I watched them grow in discipleship classes. I watched them use their talents to help others by volunteering to serve God by helping people. And I watched them generously invest time and give money to fulfill our mission in the world. So Mom and Dad, I want to say thank you publicly for shaping my life with your love, your support, and most of all, your example. And thanks for giving me such a strong church family to grow up in. And all you've done, you've constantly nudged me forward to become a man for God. But I have also had other adults in my life who have played significant roles in my journey. My leaders in our junior high ministry really helped me a lot, especially in dealing with fear. We all know that going into junior high and moving to a new school is a really scary time for most kids, and that was true for me. That transition is a tough one, but I was blessed to be put into a great small group with awesome leaders. My junior high leaders were just the right adult influence that they needed to set me on the right track and solidify my faith as I started my teenage years. The seeds they planted have now grown in me all the way through high school. In fact, I've now been with the same small group for 6 years. It'd be hard for me to overstate how much these small group relationships helped stabilize me in my junior high and senior high years. Being a part of the same small group during my teenage years has been the best decision I've made in furthering my relationship with Jesus. We all know that Pastor Rick constantly talks about the value and importance of being in a small group, but you adults may not realize how every child and every student needs small group support too in order to handle the pressures at school. My life would be very different if I hadn't had my same small group as a teenager, so get your kids in a group. A third way I've been influenced and helped by the older generation came from adult friendships that I've made in this church. One in particular is my friend Ben. He is definitely an old guy. He's in his mid-20s. The point is that you only have to be just a little farther ahead to be a mentor. Ben has been that to me. During my junior year of high school, I went through a little crisis where I was at a point that I felt like my faith had gone stagnant. I was stuck. Have you ever felt stuck like that? I didn't know where to go or what to do, so I reached out to him for some help. And you know what? He began meeting with me regularly, taking the time to encourage me, studying God's word together, and looking at how stories in the Bible apply to my life today. Ben also really helped me in my relationship with girls. He gave me good, solid advice and held me accountable to making wise choices. Sadly, most young guys never get that support and they mess up, breaking hearts. But I had Saddleback Church, which is full of good and godly men who can help young guys with all the questions and temptations. In fact, Ben challenged me to save my first kiss for the woman I intend to marry, and he promised that if I do that, he'll give me a $1,000 gift on my wedding day. Sorry, ladies. I really want to make Ben pay up, and I'd like to have that money in launching my marriage. Another adult influence in our church family who has greatly influenced my life has been Bryce. Bryce has helped me when I really need to make some important decisions. I don't know what Bryce saw in me, but he just started taking the time to hang out with me after church on Saturday nights, and it turned into an important friendship for my life. Bryce has given me so much wise advice and helped me navigate other friendships. Most students have harmful friendships because they've never experienced what a healthy friendship looks like. You make better decisions when you have friendships with older guys who love the Lord and have already been through what you are going through now. Ryan's another guy in our church family who I've learned to trust, and he has had a big impact on my life. This past summer, I had a conversation with Ryan about a big choice I've got to make. As a high school senior, I'm currently in the process of applying to colleges, and I've struggled to trust God in this whole ordeal. Like all of you, I like knowing what my future holds, so facing this next big step of the great unknown and deciding where I'll give my next 4 years of my life has caused me great anxiety. But something Ryan said to me really helped me, and it may help you too with some of the worry that you are facing today. Ryan said, "Cade, right now I'm in the same place you are, facing the next unknown step in my own life, but there is no need to worry about your future because the same God who created you is going before you." Wow, God is already there where you're going. Did you get that? God can be in more than one place at the same time. Some of you needed that word, so I thought I'd share it. We can be years apart in age, but we all go through the same test as Pastor Rick has been teaching us these past weeks. In closing, I just want to stress how important it is for each of us to have friends from a different generation. You both end up growing, but it takes two parts. Those of us who are younger have to be humble enough to admit we don't have all the answers. We must be willing to listen and to learn from the people older than us, parents, pastors, ministry volunteers, and older adult friends. And you adults must open your eyes to realize how badly the younger generation needs you. You may be thinking, "I don't have anything to offer to a younger person," but that's not true. Haven't you heard Pastor Rick teach that we all need each other? One of my favorite Bible verses comes from the book of Luke, where Jesus says, "To whom much has been given, much is required." If you are a part of our Saddleback family, then you have been given a lot. We're all blessed to have our church. Now it's time for you to give back. So I want to end with two challenges. First, to all the students and the kids who are listening, I say this: get in a small group and make friends with some mature adult believers in our church. It's the smartest thing you can do. You have no idea how much it will help you through school. And the second challenge is to you adults: find a student to invest in. Volunteer in student ministry or Saddleback Kids. The younger generation needs you, and you need them too. Even though I'm still a student, for the past few years, I've been investing my time in kids younger than me in our church. I want to bless the younger generation in the same way the older generation has blessed me. And when we get to heaven, nobody's going to get old. Thank you, Saddleback, for being a church family that I'm proud to have grown up in. I love you all, and thank you.
Thank you. Fantastic, buddy. All right, let's do the other three. Five things that will make you a wise person. Make a commitment to never stop learning. Learn the lessons of the prior generations. Number three, the Bible says, maintain a humble attitude that honors God. Maintain throughout your life a humble attitude that honors God. I said it earlier, humility and teachability actually go together. Be humble or you'll stumble. The more humble you are, the less you'll stumble. The Bible says pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Now, humility begins by simply realizing you're not God. If you ever get under stress, repeat this three times and call me. God is God and I'm not. God is God and I'm not. God is God and I'm not. You need to realize you're not God, and you need to realize you need God. That's humility. If you don't realize that, you're not a humble person. Now, the Bible says in Proverbs 15 this, verse 33, reverence for the Lord is an education in itself. You must be humble before you can ever receive honors. So he says, you know, you want to start out with a lifelong goal to be wise? Get to know God. And the more you get to know God, the more you get to know His Word, you're going to simply be a wiser person. You'll be wiser in relationships. You'll be wiser in the way you manage your money. You'll be wiser in handling conflict. You'll be wiser in diffusing problems. You'll just be wiser in a whole lot of different areas because you're not simply depending on your own intellect. You're getting the wisdom of God, the wisdom of the ages.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. If you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to listen again. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. At a time when the coronavirus has millions of people worldwide isolated and dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is of paramount importance. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us continue reaching out with the love of God during this unprecedented time in history. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world with a financial gift to Daily Hope. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
Today, when you give, we'll say thanks for your support by sending you a copy of Pastor Rick's book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. It's a beautifully illustrated 365-day devotional from Pastor Rick that offers daily encouragement from the Bible. Go to PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000 and to receive your copy of Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. You can also text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to give. We'll lose any part of the grant we do not match by the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.